Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
Well, I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Bitch. Nice, sweet turd.
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story. Now look, yesterday I specifically told you guys to look for a couple of types of stories for me. I wanted to read either a fart XXX story, fart erotica is what I was looking for. And then the other thing was helicopter porn. I want, or cars, you know, people fucking vehicles. And I got none of those things from you. You guys have been slacking off, and now I must punish you. That's right. You don't want to cross Tim Henson. Take that, freaks. You may think that this isn't so bad, but just you wait. Later today, you'll be singing, and you won't be able to get it out of your head.
Fun shopping, ba 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 da ba. Fun shopping, ba 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 ba. Fun shopping.
The punishment does not end there, though. As many of you have noted, I am a horrible singer, and a lot of you hate the sound of my singing voice. What could possibly be worse than me singing, though? How about me singing while I'm sick? I want you to think about what you've done to me, freaks! You've let me down!
I want you to want me. I love you to want me. I need you to keep me. I love
I did not see you crying. Oh, it's a duet between me and Sick Tim.
I did not see you crying.
Okay, enough. The punishment doesn't end there, though. Today's new Sextastic Tuesday story is all about dog shit. That's right. Take your punishment. You take it and you like it. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Yes, here we go, freaks. The summer of my 18th birthday, my parents decided... How convenient, right? My parents decided to go on holiday with my younger brother to some obscene place for kids to have fun. That also meant that they didn't have to pay out for Damick, our Weimaraner, to go into kennels. Of course, I couldn't wait for them to leave. I'd been waiting since we got him a few months back to have my chance to get nasty with his shit. Okay. We've set the scene. I think you know all you need to know about today's story. Of course, I'd had chance to sniff it and touch it and always got hard when it was my turn to clean up his shit from the garden, but hadn't had time alone to play with it. The instant that Mom, Dad, and Charlie had left, and I was sure they weren't about to come back because they left something behind, I stripped. I was wearing a pair of Charlie's briefs, which I found in his room with a nice brown skid mark in them. This guy's a shit freak! Not only was the waistband way too tight, but my teenage cock was hard and stretching them out. I started to piss through my hard cock, soaking the front of the briefs and splattering the tiled floor. Planning for today, I hadn't taken a shit all day. As I stood in a puddle of my piss wearing my younger brother's wet pants, it's just creepy on so many levels. He's wearing his younger brother's underwear with shit stains on it and playing with his dog's poop. All right. I started to push out a huge turd. I winced a little as the thickness of it stretched my hole open. I reached behind me and felt the stretching material as the seat of Charlie's pants filled with my shit. Smelling shit in the air, my dog came paddling into the kitchen. He sniffed at the floor and started to lap up the piss. Feeling his big, warm tongue lick over my feet made my cock throb. I stroked my hand down the length of his strong back, covered with smooth gray hair. Demick started to lick up my leg and then sniffed at the opening of my briefs created between my straining cock and my inner thighs. I slipped it. Oh, by the way, if you're new to Distorted View, A, I'm sorry. And B, the point of these stories is not to get you off. I don't know why I have to tell you this. If you're sporting a boner, there's something wrong with you. Alright. I slipped it out under the leg opening and Demick started to lick at my throbbing cockhead. I let my head back and enjoyed the feeling of the dog's tongue licking the length of my shaft. With one hand, I started to slide my foreskin back as Dammit continued to lick. My other hand, I slid inside the back of my briefs and slid my fingers over the turd, packing out the back of them. Gripping the shit in my hand, I pulled it out and licked the length of it and then slid my mouth over the end and started to give my turd a blowjob.
Shit. Dildo.
Shit dildo.
Shit dildo.
Now, even though this kid is messing around with his own shit, you know there's going to be some dog shit play in a moment. And I don't think I've ever read a story where that is a central theme. This is new to me. I've read scat porn before, normal shit porn. I've read bestiality porn before, but never have the two... collided into a puppy shit explosion. Alright, where are we at here? I turned and pulled the seat of the briefs to one side and bent over, letting the dog sniff at my shitty crack. Then I felt his tongue lap up my ass cheek. I continued... Now, that's dog... That's animal abuse. I continued to suck and lick on my shaft. Really? Can he do... I continued to suck and lick on my shaft. Maybe his shit? Oh, lick on my shit. Yes, not shaft. I continued to suck and lick on my shit as Damick started to lick harder and deeper at my ass. Doc's giving him a rim job. My cock was dripping with pre-cum. I knelt down on all fours, like a dog, my knees and shins in the puddle of my piss. As my dog resumed his licking of my hole, I pushed out a fart into his mouth His licking paused for a second before he continued with more enthusiasm. This dog really likes this shit. I farted again, this time making a loud ripping noise. Damick stopped again. I encouraged him to continue his licking by patting my ass and poking my fingers into my doggy saliva-slicked hole. Having Damick rim my shitty hole made me want something inside my ass. I knew Damick had just the right tool to fill me, so I started to encourage him to mount my back. He didn't take long to get the message, and he suddenly raised his front legs and gripped around my torso. At the same time, he started thrusting himself in quick, short stabs, trying to locate his target. Oh, been there. I could feel the tip of his red doggy cock against... Gross. I could feel the tip of his red doggy cock against my skin, and it was already starting to spray clear, runny doggy cum over my smooth teenage ass cheeks. I reached behind and found his cock, massaged it for a second, feeling it swell as the blood filled it more. Holding his cock eased his random thrusting and let me position the tip of his cock against my hole. The second I let go, he shoved his cock into me, making me scream out. But I was his bitch now. He was going to have his way with my ass. Then I felt his knot slam against my hole. It was yet fully formed, and I relaxed, hoping for it to get inside me before it was too large to stretch my tight teen ass open. Each thrust opened me up a little more, and then I felt it slip inside me. We were tied together, his doggy cum pumping into me. My hard cock pressed against my chest. I began to jack myself off, his throbbing cock inside my bowels, his knot pressing against my prostate. Pre-cum was oozing from my cock, dripping to the floor to mix with my piss. In the need to get his cock inside of me, I'd forgotten about my turd, which was laying on the tiled floor. With his tied to me and the constant pull of his knot against the inside of my ass, I reached over and took a hold of my brown log. I bit into the end of it and started to munch, feeling the softness squelch around my gums. As I continued to chew, I reached down with the remainder of my shit and started to massage it into my cock and balls. I reached further around and felt the base of Damick's cock and the swelling inside my ass where his knot was still buried in me. I could still feel his cum pumping into me. As I started to wank my shitty cock shaft, the dog started to dismount me, turning his body around. The pull on my ass from his cock increased, sending waves of pain and pleasure through my young body. I started to ejaculate, shooting cum up under my body to land on the tile floor about 2 feet in front of me. Load after load squirted from my solid cock. Solid cock. I've never heard that description before. Until my balls felt drained. Cum dripped from my piss slit onto the floor as I continued to massage my shitty cock and rub my balls. I started to push with my ass muscles. Nice. As Damick tried to pull out, but we were well and truly tied. 10 minutes later, I started to feel the size of his knot reduce a little, and then suddenly his huge cock slipped from my ass, followed by a gush of shit and dog cum. Damick turned around, his cock still hanging down, his knot preventing its retraction, and started to lick at his cock. I reached over and joined him, taking the tip into my mouth, sucking off my ass juices. Again, beautiful. Damick then started to lap at the mess on the floor, which again I joined him, and pressing my tongue against the cold floor tiles and licking up the mix of dog cum, boy shit, and boy piss. What a delicious stew they have going there. Then something took my fancy. As Damick continued to lick the floor, I took a hold of his wagging tail and, and lifted it up. His hole winked at me, tempting me towards it. Cannot resist winking, asshole. Alright, I turned my head to the side and pressed my tongue against the smooth pink and black skin there. His hole was warm and ready to be played with. The dog continued to lap up the mess on the floor as I started to rim his hole, wriggling my tongue into him, then taking a long lick across the outside. I pressed with my hands either side, opening up his hole. Damick farted, letting out the smell of dog fart right into my face. I dived back in, pressing my tongue inside his now loosened hole. Not far inside, I should feel and taste dog shit. A slight burning sensation washed over my tongue. What the fuck was that dog eating? As the acidy taste filled my mouth, my cock was rock solid again, and I reached down to rub the now drying shit along the length of my shaft. I continued to lick the dog as he stood there, letting me rim him deep. He farted again, this time right into my mouth, making me huff on his gas. Who's jerking off to this? I reached up with a finger and pressed it into his wet hole and found the end of the soft log of dog shit inside. I pushed a little further and felt my finger press into the turd. I pulled back out and sniffed at it, then sucked it clean. I pressed into his hole again, and this time hooked my finger on... hooked my finger into the dog shit before pulling it out. Again, I sucked the deep tan-colored shit from my finger. I stood and took a hold of my cock and pressed it against his wet hole. You're not gonna fuck that dog. He twitched but didn't pull away, so I pressed forward, easing my cock head into his ass. Damick pulled away a little, but I took a hold of his hind legs and pressed in further. I felt the warmth of his body enveloping my cock, and then the added pressure of a shit-filled rectum. I started to thrust, moaning as I let my head back. With each thrust, the smell of dog shit in the air intensified. I looked down at my shaft, my cockhead still buried in Damick's ass, and saw that it was coated in shit. I pushed back in and then pulled out. Damick pulled away this time and instantly dropped his hindquarters and started to shit. A large pile of dog crap curled up onto the tiles. Well, there's dessert. Damick stood and turned to sniff at it. I was already on the floor on all fours, ready to do the same. My tongue came out and licked across it, removing the top of the curl. Ooh, he scooped it right up with his tongue. I swallowed it down before reaching down with my hand to scoop up the remainder. I smeared it down my hairless chest, and then, this guy's an animal, and then along the length of my hard cock, rubbing it around my swollen glands. I pushed my foreskin forward, covered up, and brought my hand to my mouth. As I began to lick and suck my hands clean, I repositioned my cock at Damick's asshole. Well, he's just not gonna give up. I pushed my shitty shaft into his loose hole and started to thrust into him. Within seconds, I was coming again, filling his ass with my teen boy cream, all the while sucking on his shit. My orgasm left me feeling weak-legged and sleepy. I collapsed to the floor and felt Damick licking me, nudging me with his wet doggy nose. As I began to doze off... on the tiled kitchen floor, I heard Damick licking up the rest of the mess on the floor, and then he wandered off to the back door. The end. What the fuck? That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 24th, 2011, brought to you, whether they like it or not, by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They have been so good to us, not only me and the program, but to you guys. They've got an amazing deal for you. You can receive 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. In addition, you're going to receive free shipping and handling. So they're not going to, you know, hit you with any hidden charges there. Throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Just so you realize what 50% means, that's half off. You pick something you like, and you will pay half of what they normally charge you. It's amazing. Pick out an adult DVD, some lingerie. They've got women's sex toys, men's sex toys, vibrators, lubes, condoms, all sorts of extras. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Find something you like. Save 50%. I searched for the keyword shit because, you know, based on today's sex story, I was wondering what they had. Only 2 things popped up. Internal Pop Shots, which is a DVD. There might be some poop involved there. And something called the Beaver Shot Shotgun Shell. To me, that's part of the fun of Adam and Eve. Just going there and looking at the ridiculous names of these products. So, for those of you who are wondering what the Beaver Shot Shotgun Shell is, according to the website here, this one's for the ladies, great for all-terrain wetlands use because your vibrating Beaver Shot Shotgun Shell is waterproof. Easy reload for hot beaver orgasms. Hot damn! Here's all the ammunition you need to bag her beaver. A vibrating 3¼-inch novelty shotgun shell. Twist the metal look base for variable speed orgasms. Go hunting in your favorite wet spot because it's waterproof. It uses 1 AAA battery sold separately. Choose red or black. It's a very versatile product. It's the Beaver Shot Shotgun Shell, just one of thousands of products at AdamandEve.com, where you can save 50% off just about any one of those items by using coupon code FREAK. Plus, free shipping, adult DVDs, mystery gifts, all that good stuff. Use coupon code FREAK. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please help support the program. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com for all the information. Today I've got an extended show just for Sideshow Freaks, so if you are a member, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. Then on Thursday, I will have a Sideshow exclusive program. Don't forget, you also get full access to the entire archive of programs. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Portland, Oregon. A woman who was pulled off an Amtrak train by police after passengers complained she was speaking too loudly on a cell phone said she felt disrespected by the entire incident. Lakeisha Beard, yes, she's black, was accused of disorderly conduct after police said she got into a verbal altercation with train passengers on Sunday. Passengers had complained she refused to put down her goddamn cell phone. For 16 hours! How can you talk on a cell phone for 16 hours straight? That's what the passengers said happened. What type of battery was she using? You have it plugged in or something? Beard said she was indeed talking on her phone, but she said she didn't understand why she had to be escorted off the train. She made the comments during a brief phone interview. Beard declined a more extensive on-camera interview, saying she didn't feel well. An Amtrak official said a number of passengers complained that Beard was being disrespectful during her prolonged phone conversations on the train. Salem police reported she'd been on the phone nonstop since the train pulled out of Oakland, California, 16 hours earlier. You know what this reminds me of? My favorite scene from Scary Movie. I think I've played clips of this before on the show. When Brenda's at the movie, she's watching Shakespeare in Love.
Lord of my heart, damn, this is some scary shit. Oh, I am scared.
Oh, excuse me.
I think I paid my money like everybody else up in here. That ain't no man. You can see her real hair right there.
Do you mind?
I know you better get out of my face. Out of my face. Out of my face. This is all me up in here. You handle that.
Why hasn't that actress been in more stuff? She's great.
Hello? Hey, girl. I'm in the movie. Shake a spin, love. Oh, you lying.
For Christ's sake, will you just shut your trap?
Please. Shut up.
Hold on. I don't know why y'all is acting like this. My girlfriend already seen the movie. She said they don't even stay together in the end.
Could sit here and watch the whole goddamn scene, but let's move on. When a passenger confronted her about her loud talking, police said Beard got aggressive. While the train incident is an extreme example, social etiquette expert and instructor Jody Blackwood said too many people don't exercise basic courtesy when it comes to using their phones. No fucking shit. She said when people speak too loudly and have personal conversations in public places, they don't always realize the message they're sending. What does that say to them? It says that you're only thinking of yourself and that you're only aware of what you need and what you're doing, and you are a less considerate person, Blackwood said. Amtrak does have a policy that riders can't use cell phones in designated quiet cars like the one in which Beard was riding. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Move over, Botox Mom. Hey, by the way, speaking of Botox Mom, you know, I read that story, a couple weeks ago, that a mother was injecting her, like, 8-year-old with Botox. Turns out, it was all a hoax, according to the woman. She contends now that the Sun newspaper over there in England gave her $200 to push the story, which included the talk of bikini waxes as well as Botox for her 9-year-old. Then, I guess last week sometime, the 9-year-old went on Good Morning America and backed up the story. That's when Child Protective Services got involved, and that's when the lady said, you know what, this is all fake. I was paid. It's not real. She's still in trouble, though, specifically with Good Morning America. They want their money back. I guess they paid for her to be on this program, and And now they're saying, well, look, if it was a hoax, she doesn't deserve the money. Whatever. Move over, Botox Mom. We've got a new shitty mom in town. Felicia Ray McClure has been charged with trying to sell her 13-year-old daughter's virginity to a guy named Don for $10,000. Someone get me Don on the phone! The 32-year-old Salt Lake City woman has been hit with two first-degree felony counts of aggravated sex abuse of a child and two second-degree felony counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Is Don on the phone?
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddammit, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a god last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
Actually, I think I might have the wrong Don on the phone. All right, if convicted, the woman faces a lifetime prison sentence for each first-degree felony and a 0 to 15-year sentence for each second-degree felony. Bail was set at $250,000. Salt Lake Police reported that Don took the mother and daughter to Victoria's Secret, where they modeled bras and thongs. That must have looked weird. You know what I mean? The mother and daughter modeling thongs for this creepy guy named Don who was just hanging around Victoria's Secret as well. That may have, you know, raised some eyebrows. All right, apparently he also took photographs. Make it more creepy. Police also report that the pictures were sent to a man named Will. All right. The daughter initially agreed to have sex, but later changed her mind. Yeah, up the fee. $10,000 is nothing for a virgin pussy. Come on. These are just bad business women. She's probably a drug addict. She's not thinking straight. You can get a premium for that tight twat. I'm getting all flustered. It just makes me angry. No one knows the price of a pussy these days. Come on. I feel like I should be offering my services. All right, it's hard to imagine how a mother could ever commit such a horrible crime. Don't judge, newspaper. Just report the facts. Make me feel bad about myself. All right, yes, it's hard to imagine how a mother could ever commit such a horrible crime. All mothers make mistakes, but trying to sell your daughter's virginity is unacceptable. No shit. All right, and finally today, ladies, what's the quickest way for you to get punched in the face by a dude? Not doing the dishes? A subpar meatloaf dinner? Yes, all of those things could net you a black eye. But making fun of a dude's cock size is the fastest way to end up in the ER. Size does matter. What the fuck? Where is this story from? A Kfar Saba woman was badly beaten by her 23-year-old boyfriend after ridiculing his penis size in front of his friends. Ouch. The suspect has been detained but denies the charges against him. The young woman arrived at Kfar Saba's Mir Hospital Saturday night, bruised and in pain. She was also having trouble walking and standing up. Based on the bruises on her body, doctors at the medical facility concluded that the woman was assaulted and reported the case to police. After being questioned by police officers, the woman told them that she met her boyfriend several weeks ago. She said that he was infuriated after she made fun of his penis size and arrived at her home and promptly assaulted her. Come on, what do you expect? According to the woman's account, the man punched her, pulled her hair, brought her down to the ground, and kicked her. As a result, she suffered serious bruises and eventually headed to the hospital after the pain became unbearable. Following the woman's complaint, police launched an investigation and arrested the suspect on Sunday. The man denied the charges against him and was expected to face a court hearing soon. I wish the police officer would have just said, pull down your pants. Let's take a look. If he has a small penis, chances are what this broad is alleging is true. And then we could just skip the trial altogether. There's enough evidence there with that small, tiny penis. Send him to jail. Send her to jail for being a cunt. There you go. Justice has been served. Tim Henson Justice. It's a new court show I'm working on. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is my favorite part of the show because I don't have to talk. I just throw it over to you guys. It's voicemail time. Speak to me, freaks.
This is Jim. Oh, God. Director extraordinaire. Why should I call on our face?
Okay. Don't call in if you don't have anything to say.
Yeah, hey, Jim. Sasha Limber, Moto Job here. I've been listening to a lot of the archives here lately, and I've realized, and I guess some other listeners have too because they've called them in comments, about the underage listeners calling. whispering. Obviously, this is late at night.
Yes.
When they're supposed to be in bed.
Right.
After Mommy's tucked them in, and Tiny read them in a bedtime story, and they've snuck out their iPhone or their iPod. If you have to whisper
right
on the voicemail line,
don't
that's
bother.
Probably an indication that you're too young to be listening to this.
Right.
You need to turn off the iPod, go to bed.
Study.
And you can listen to your iPod, with some of your, Hannah Montana or something like that on the school bus on the way to school. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, or just wait until the morning or when your parents aren't around to call in. It's just so, if you have to call in, because it's just so annoying. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Patty Cakes calling.
Patty Cakes.
Yeah, you're about 10 days behind in your voicemail, so that's what I'm going to check for this. But
good.
I still listen every day.
Aww.
When you're playing it. I was so upset when there wasn't one yesterday.
Must have been when
today.
I wasn't feeling well. Caller, did I lose you?
And I just wanted to remind everybody and remind you that there is a youknowyou'reafreakwhen.com now. And it was only played on the Sideshow Meet feed, so I'm hoping this one actually manages to get to the freeloaders. Also, by request, I've been asked to talk about enemas. So
okay,
look forward
great
to that call in the future. Jigu, well, see you later. Bye-bye.
Something to
hope
look forward to.
You soon.
Yes, there is that website. I can't remember the exact name. It's like know you're a freak when moment or something like that. .com, and you can submit your own. I think he's going to give something away to like a Sideshow membership or something. That guy could email me and give me the details. I would be happy to promote that.
Hey, hot man. Sideshow member Miguel here. It's been a minute since I've called because I ended up losing that Sideshow fee because I had to get a new debit card and I just updated my PayPal. So anyway, I'm back. But just a quick question. I've noticed that you've been saying for quite some time, for a limited time only, if you use coupon code FREAK at checkout, you can get half off at AdamandEve.com. Now, what's this limited time? Because they seem to continue to do this coupon code FREAK.
Yeah, they do. And, eventually they're just going to stop. And that's why I say it's a limited time. And look, that's what they told me. That's what's in the script I'm supposed to read, but I never do because it's boring. So I like to spice things up with dog shit, dog shit sex stories and stuff like that. I don't know. I just find it more interesting. I know I would get annoyed by, from me just reading the same commercial copy over and over to you. So that's why I switch things up. Sometimes I look on Adam and Eve, try to find new products to talk about. It is a limited time offer. Eventually, they are going to stop doing the 50% off, deal. But right now, they're keeping it going. You guys have been great. Adam and Eve has contacted me and said they were blown away with the response from you guys. And keep it going. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK.
Hey, Tim. This is a white man in Alaska. And just wanted to tell you how I appreciate you keeping your opinions, your political opinions to yourself, because every dildo has one, and we don't need to fucking hear yours. So that is one reason you're the best podcast on the internet.
Thank you.
The other reasons are cum farts and Japanese vomit porn. But keep up the good work. Thanks, Tim.
Yes, cum farts are the number one reason people find their way to my website. I don't know. I guess when you type in cum fart on Google, Distorted View is the first thing that pops up. Oh, I wish that were true. Hey, you know that crazy guy was predicting the rapture, and he got a bunch of people to donate money, and that's how they bought all those billboards? Why can't I do that? Why won't you people give me money so we can plaster the U.S. with disgusting, awful, bizarre billboards? I'd like to do that. If anyone has a business or has purchased a billboard, how does that work? And how much does it cost? I'm sure we could come up with something that will, generate a little publicity for this stupid show. All right, continuing on.
Hey, Boo Spiral. Hey, the only real thing being discussed is money. And the only problem is people.
Okay, thank you for that.
Hey, Tim, next from Connecticut here. I think you have the best job in the fucking world. And I know you spend most of your day just tooling around the internet looking for a horrible, horrible thing. But what are, like, I'm just, like, really curious, what are your normal routes around the internet? What sites do you hit? Do you get most of your shit from emails?
A lot of the stuff, thank God, comes from emails, because that's the more obscure things I've found. Things that are just beginning to go viral, I can easily find. When it comes to sex stuff, a lot of times I can find that, although you guys have been sending in a lot of good porn clips. And those are great, too, because there's so much porn online. When you guys or girls are jacking off, and you run across, like, this video that you're watching, and there's a bizarre line or a funny set of dialogue or whatever, I'd love to receive that type of stuff, because where else are you going to find it, you know? A lot of people have been sending shit in, like Brandon's mom, like that type of stuff is just great. As for news stories, it's easy to find stuff on Google News. Fark.com is another one. You hear at the beginning of the show sometimes, Drew Curtis, the guy who created Fark, does a little intro for the show, and that's just like a collection of strange news stories or interesting news stories, stuff like that. So it's just from all over the place.
Hey, Tim, Slideshow member Rich Leather. I'm listening to the May 9th show, and you're playing clips of Alexis K. Tyler, relating a story about how there's someone that she heard about in the hospital that was so constipated that the bowel movements start coming out of her mouth,
right.
And you ask if that's possible. No, it really isn't. Your body's not built that way. The most that's going to happen is the shit will keep building up in your intestines.
And then it'll explode.
You'll probably end up with like a basketball-sized tear that would have to be excised before you die. No, it is not possible for poop to come up through your stomach, through your throat, and out your mouth.
Why does Alexis K. Tyler lie to us?
And, you know, I'm kind of hoping that the world doesn't end so that this voicemail will actually make it past the 21st.
Well, look at that. It did. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's no God.
I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Spread the distortion. Spread it wide open. Get your tongue in there. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I love to stroke my fucking dick after I've had it in the palm, man. Feels so fucking good.